Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Just as a recap, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We go to verse number 60. Alam a'had ilaykum ya bani Adam alla ta'budu shaytan. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, did I not direct you, O children of Adam, that you must not worship shaytan? Innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. Indeed, surely he's an open enemy for you. So that's verse 60 we did. Verse 61, wa ni'abuduni, and you must worship me. You must worship Allah Azza wa Jal. Every salah, every unit of salah, it will not be complete without Surah Al-Fatiha. Ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us towards the straight path. We are asking for this. Hada, and ya, wa ni'buduni, and that you must worship me, worship Allah. This is the objective of your life. Hada siratum mustaqim, because this is the straight path. So your job description, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, going onto the straight path, not going in this crooked, that crooked direction, notifying yourself that, look, I have to become the friend of Allah Azza wa Jal. I have to become an ardent worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is my primary focus in this world, living, breathing today. Coming to verse number 62. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions here, وَلَقَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًّا كَثِيرًا أَفَلَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْقِلُونَ. And he had misguided many people from among you. Shaitan, he had misguided many people from among you. أَفَلَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْقِلُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal then changes the mode and questions you, questions this heart. أَفَلَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْقِلُونَ. So did you not have any sense? Do you not have any sense? Do you still follow shaitan in his ways? So no, come on to this. Before this happens, هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمُ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. Remember before they were asking the questions, مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعَدْ. When is this promise going to come? In kuntum sadiqeen. And if you are truthful, when is it going to come? Allah Azza wa Jal says and stresses here again, هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمْ. This is the Jahannam. أَلَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوْعَدُونَ. Which you were constantly warned. There's no changing then. Verse 64, so that was verse 63. Move to verse 64. Islouha al-yawma bima kuntum takfurun. Islouha, enter it, enter into Jahannam. Al-yawm, today, bima kuntum takfurun, because you have been persistently denying. Denying Allah Azza wa Jal, denying the truth. You've constantly been going down this road. So, this is your abode. On this day, verse 65, for all of us, take lesson, take heed. But more so the lesson is directed to those who are bare of iman, totally. And for you who have iman, your lesson is this, that I have to change, I have to focus my attention, because the concern on that day is not now how much I can apply my logic to change a situation. It's no more how much of the medical aid that can assist me. It's no more how much the insurance can assist me. It's no more how much the banks can come and assist me. It's no more how much any of that sort can assist me. Rather, today is the day where everything is going to be Allah Azza wa Jal giving those limbs which are part of my body today, they're going to serve as a witness against me. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Today, we will set a seal on their mouths and their hands. We will set a seal on their mouths, and their hands will speak to us. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ And their hands will speak to us. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ And their legs will bear witness بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ About what they used to do. This is verse 65. So if you see, if you just turn to Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 23, there, what will the mushrikeen say? What will they say? They will say, Wallahi, Rabbina ma kunna mushrikeen. They will offer excuses when it is time to account for their deeds. We never commit any shirk. We didn't ascribe any partners to you. No, this didn't happen. You know, when you're in trouble and then your heart speaks out of hypocrisy because you want to hide what you did. No, we did not do this. Some of them will also say that they were free of what the angels had written down. They say, no, the angels, they made a mistake. Allah Azza wa Jal will say, enough. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ Put a seal. Their mouths will be sealed. Their mouths will be sealed. But does this now go against other verses of the Quran Sharif, where Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ وَجُلُودُهُمْ So this is chapter 41, verse 20. Their ears, their eyes, and their skins will even testify against them. So that's also part of it. Another verse mentions and speaks about تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ The tongues will testify against them in Surah An-Nur, chapter 24, verse 24. But this is not contrary to putting a seal on their mouths, because putting a seal means that they will be unable to speak that which they wish to, that which they desired. You know, when you get caught and then you're looking for every excuse to come out of that scenario. No, that's not going to happen. Your tongue will speak, but the tongue will speak against you. That's how they reconcile this, the Mufassirin. Then, the power of speech, they say. So in this world today, I have to gain control over the power of speech. Just a few weeks ago, our Honorable Ustad Qari Rashid Dabelia, Damat Barakatuhu, had mentioned this in the talk, Mufti Ridaul Haqsab's Majlis. He said, body parts get, as they get older, they become weaker. So what we will say, as they become older, they become colder. So there's one organ which only gets stronger. It strengthens with age, as you say. He's getting older, but his tongue has become more sharper. The tongue gets stronger. Do you believe? Yes, it's true. So how are we going to use this tongue is important. And even after, even Mufti A.K. Saab said a beautiful talk, Qari Rashid Saab, Damat Barakatuhu had given. How to utilize this tongue. You use it in the right direction, you use it for the dhikrullah, you use it for that on the day of Qiyamah, it's going to serve as a witness that this banda, Ya Allah, he used me in your path. The hands will testify in benefit of you, the legs will testify this man walked to the masjid. It's all going to work in your favor. Shall we not take lesson? That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Do they not use their akal? Do they not utilize that which we've given in the right cause? If you go to verse number 62. أَفَلَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْقِلُونَ So did you not have sense? Did you not utilize your brain, your mind, your sense, your logic in the right direction? Don't worship shaitan. He's going to use all of this, and on the day of Qiyamah, he'll ditch you. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.